Phoneboy Speaks, episode 277, Windows Phone Gripes. I've done a couple podcasts where I've talked about Windows Phone and some of the stuff I like about it. Well, I guess it was time for the podcast of stuff that I don't like about Windows Phone. And some of it's not Windows Phone's fault, necessarily. There are some enterprise apps that I rely on my iPhone that I could also get on Android that, aren't available on Windows Phone. And so, you know, right there, that's going to be a showstopper for me, say, adopting Windows Phone full-time. It's just not feasible when that's the problem. There's also another feature that I've gotten used to, again, in iOS and is available for Android, although not as cleanly as it is on iOS, but it's the ability to play podcasts or any sort of audio file in speeds other than the speed in which it was recorded. If you listen to podcasts, as many as I do, the only way I can get through the hours and hours of podcasts that I listen to is to listen to the podcasts at, you know, 1.5 speed or double speed or something faster than native speed. And in fact, when I do listen to certain podcasts at normal speed, it's actually kind of weird because the theme music sounds very different when you play it at normal speed versus the slightly higher speed, and for whatever reason Windows Phone doesn't have these options, and so that's not a complete deal breaker, but yes, that's a feature I use on iPhone that I had to pay for it on Android. It wasn't even a standard feature in the versions of Android I was using at the time, so there's that, but at least it was an option. It was something I could pay for. There doesn't seem to be that option on Windows Phone. And perhaps I think just the thing that probably annoys me the most about Windows Phone is Internet Explorer, the browser. It's not a very good mobile browser. It's, I'm not real fond of Safari either, but Safari on iOS and even, Chrome on Android or the Google browsers, I mean, they've been refined a bit and, handle some of the mobile use cases correctly. They reflow content better and stuff. Whereas on some websites, I get on with the Internet Explorer on Windows Phone, and it just renders the page in a way that I can't, that it's almost impossible to read. I'm having to scroll back and forth or whatever. It seems a little awkward at times, versus say Safari or even Chrome or whatever. It's just that part of the experience. And then, there's another thing, like I tried to use the SkyDrive app and it bounced me to the browser to authenticate. I mean, come on, Microsoft, I'm on a Windows phone signed in with a Windows Live account. Why do you need me to authenticate on a browser? I mean, that's really crazy. Just use the Microsoft credentials that you already have. And this was Microsoft's SkyDrive app, not even a third-party one. So, and I bet if I dug more with third-party apps, I might find some things that are missing. But honestly, I don't need to go too much farther with it. Now, that isn't to say that Windows Phone is bad. There are a lot of things I like about Windows Phone that certainly, if somebody asked me about it, I could certainly recommend it. And honestly, the best way to try a Windows Phone is to get either a Nokia Lumia 520 or maybe a 620. The 620 I think is slightly better in terms of hardware. I think it's got a camera with a flash. It has a front-facing camera. I think it also gives you global Nokia maps or whatever, so it solves like the biggest niggles with the 520 hardware. But I mean, honestly, the 520 hardware for $100 is just fantastic. And so as I say, there are things I find in Windows Phone that I like, but there's a few things, and unfortunately some of those things are deal breakers for me. So I can't get the Lumia 520 on Verizon, but I mean, of course, if I were going to get a Windows phone for Verizon, I'd probably get one of the high end ones we're in the same price point as an iPhone. And honestly, if I'm going to spend that kind of money, I'm probably going to want to get an iPhone 5S anyway. But not willing to do that. But it's an interesting experience. It's something that I'm going to continue to play with and monitor. I'm continually amazed at how well the hardware, how good it is for a phone that I can buy for $100. I mean, that's compared to Android handsets I've seen at that same price point. There's just night and day. There's no comparison. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.